Dreamscape presents The Devil in Silver by Victor Laval, narrated by the author.
The Devil in Silver. For Gloria Loomis, who I love like family. The fear, the horror that I had of madness before is already greatly softened, and although one continually hears shouts and terrible howls, as though of the animals in a menagerie, despite this, the people here know each other very well and help each other when they suffer crises. Vincent van Gogh. Volume 1. Intake. Chapter 1. They brought the big man in on a winter night when the moon looked as hazy as the heart of an ice cube. It took 3 cops to wrestle and handcuff him. They threw him in their undercover cruiser and drove him to the New Hyde Mental Hospital. This was a mistake. They shouldn't have brought him there, but that wasn't going to save him. When they reached the hospital, everyone got out. The big man refused to walk. The 3 cops mobbed around him, trying to intimidate, but to the big man they just looked like Donald Duck's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, a bunch of cartoons. It didn't help that they were dressed in street clothes instead of blue uniforms. Dewey and Louie walked behind the big man, and Huey stayed up front. The big man's hands were cuffed behind his back. Dewey and Louie pushed him like tugboats guiding a barge. One good shove, and he floated toward the double doors of the building. The lobby was so empty, so quiet, that their footsteps echoed. New Hyde looked like a low-rent motel, bland floral.